Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
My question that I teased into this segment, and we'll attack it here in just a second, was this division has, the AFC South has been one of the most forgiving divisions in sports, all of sports, for the last 15 years or so. When was the last time as a Texans fan you were truly fearful of anything in the AFC South? And a texter sends in, during the dark days of Culley, I was fearful of the Texans hurting themselves. Does that count?
It kind of goes along with, at various times. I mean, when the Jaguars got to the AFC Championship game, it felt like a fluke run at the end. That was Trevor Lawrence's one really long, sustained stretch of good football.
When they got to the AFC, you're talking about when they got to the AFC Championship game in 2017?
Yeah, that wasn't Trevor Lawrence. Apologies.
Yeah, that was Bortles.
That was Bortles. Whatever. That didn't feel real. I think Vrabel in 2019 and 20.
Yeah.
That was probably the last time you felt like, okay, that's a genuinely good football team.
Yep.
And they had like AJ Brown and Derrick Henry and guys that were worthy of being feared.
Derrick Henry is the last thing in the AFC South that I, as a fan, have feared as a Texan fan. And I understand Derrick Henry, when he was really dominating the Texans, that predates the really dark days for the Texans. So people, I'm sure, are like, Sean, are you telling me that when the Texans were horrible, you didn't just fear everybody in the division? And I'm like, no, because it wasn't worth fearing anything when you're winning three games a year. Like, to me, like, fearing another team is when you actually have something to play for. Like, I'll go back, like, when Andrew Luck's first few years, like, when Andrew Luck was first coming up and you could see in his rookie year, this guy's going to be a problem. And then we know injuries got Andrew Luck. But 2012, 2013, 2014, when the Colts, the furthest they got with Andrew Luck was that year they got to the AFC title game. I legitimately feared early years Andrew Luck. Like, that's probably the last, and T.Y. Hilton as well, to go along with that. That was a problem, because the Texans were a team that competed with the Colts back then, so you had to fear them because they were going to take something of substance away from you.
Right, and then with the Titans, 2019 through 2021 was when, 2019, they were second in the division, and yet they went to the conference championship game. Then they're 11-5 and 12-5 the next two seasons, but that was in 20 and 21 where the Texans weren't. If the Texans were good in those years, then I would have... It's a legitimate fear.
Yeah.
This is the team we got to knock off within the division.
Yeah, yeah. I think Derrick Henry is the last thing, like the last person or team or element of something outside of Houston that I feared in the division. Since then, and now I still fear him with Baltimore greatly. greatly fear him in Baltimore.
That was the cruel irony of 2023 was Derrick Henry had a couple of the worst games of his career versus the Texans in 2023.
Yes.
Then he goes off to Baltimore and was very, very, very good.
Yeah, well, it turns out he just needs a really good team around him, and he's still the old Derrick Henry again.
And I've said, you know, like we were arguing, it was big intrastation debate over whether, you know, the Texans, if they were going to go after one of those running backs. I really wanted Derrick Henry, which was very unpopular at the time by almost everybody because, A, the Texans had, for the first time in their careers, just shut Derrick Henry down. And then, obviously, Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley. I feel bad that I lost that war about Derrick Henry versus Saquon Barkley because they were both astoundingly good in 2024. It's just that Saquon... The part that it doesn't bother me too much is I don't think either of those guys, if they had come to the Texans last year, would have had anything close to what they did with their respective teams.
Yeah, I guess maybe you lost that war. I mean, Derrick Henry was freaking amazing last year.
I know.
I mean, so was Saquon. Obviously, he was great. But
I wasn't wrong for wanting Derrick Henry.
No, you absolutely were not. Absolutely were not. PFF had an article on the Achilles heel for each of the 32 NFL teams. In other words, it was a player,
an opponent from the other team.
Yeah.
When I first saw this, I thought it meant like what team has an Achilles heel that can be attacked.
Yeah.
Who is your Achilles, like who is your opponent?
Your arch nemesis. Who's your arch nemesis? And this was an easy one. I mean, it was Derrick Henry for the Houston Texans. He did, despite the fact that they shut him down in 2023. Texan fans probably aren't, this is what it says in the article, Texan fans probably aren't all that surprised to see Henry's name in this slot. Since 2020, Henry squared off with Houston 7 times and had a 93 PFF rushing grade. That's on a scale of, like, I think it's 1 to 100.
Of 100. Yeah.
While racking up 1,005 yards and 8 touchdowns in those games, he logged 802. 80% of the yards came after contact, and he forced 51 missed tackles in 8 games.
And that includes 2 games in 2023 where he, I don't know if he totaled 50 yards between the 2 games.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's how impressive it is. No, you know what? You're right. This article doesn't make any sense. An Achilles heel is a weakness you have.
That you have,
that can be attacked.
They're using the term wrong.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing it the exact opposite. This is the garlic to a vampire.
Yes,
this is the wooden stake to a vampire.
This is your kryptonite.
This is my kryptonite.
This is your kryptonite is what this is. That
website has just gone downhill. How do you not understand what an Achilles heel is?
Yeah, they're too wrapped up in all their numbers and whatnot. They're just way too wrapped up in their stats. Text messages on the last time people feared things in the AFC South outside of Houston. I had fears every time we played Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. Traumatic times. Well, you were there for that, Seth. You were there for
Vince Young in the early years.
Yep.
That was something to be feared.
Yep.
In the AFC South. Fred Taylor and, I mean, we got to go back to like Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew being the combo that they were.
Jacksonville had the Texans number for a little while. Yes.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that.
But it's been a long history of non-fearful. Basically, it's like a horror movie that's rated PG-13. It was not all that scary, the AFC South. Other than the Texans. I mean, the Texans had a good run with some of their superstar players offensively. The Colts, obviously, but other there, it's very sparse across the last couple decades.
If they were having this same conversation in Tennessee and in Indianapolis and Jacksonville this morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Is this current version of the Texans a team that qualifies as one that is to be feared? Not a good team that wins 10 games. We've had several of those in the AFC South, but one that is to be feared. I think this defense is a defense to be feared. I absolutely feel that way about the defense.
I think, yes, for sure, especially quarterbacks playing at NRG. The biggest thing to fear in the NFL at large is being a quarterback coming into NRG Stadium unless you're Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Because by and large, every other quarterback that some really good quarterbacks had their worst performances of the year at NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, Jared Goff won that game, but I can guarantee you he doesn't feel great about playing the Texans defense after, you know, after throwing five interceptions in one game at NRG Stadium.
100%. 100%.
But I would say, like, right now around the AFC South, there are scenarios I fear. They just got to prove it. I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. Paired up with Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
That's
okay, that's a good one.
I clench my butt cheeks a little bit there.
Yep.
The skill position players for the Colts, that's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some. I think some of the interior defensive linemen for the Tennessee Titans, that scares the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw what's his name, the planet-sized human being
Tavondre
from the University
Sweat.
Of Texas. Thank you. I saw Tavondre Sweat throw aside Shaq Mason, a large human being, like a disused tissue paper.
Yes,
it was. There's certain individuals that I do. I've got my eyebrows raised.
Yeah,
and I'm on alert for them.
Yeah. It's not the same like global fear that I had of Derrick Henry or say Andrew Luck back in the day. But yes, it's a fear watch list is what we have in the AFC South right now. Our feared defense text message sure gives up a ton of points to AFC South opponents. Will Levis went off at NRG. No, they had a bad game. They had a couple bad games. There's no question about that. It's still a really good defense, and I think it is going to improve. I think it's got a real chance to be a top five defense in the NFL this year. The Texans.
Yeah, they just
defense.
Have to. They've got to clean up some of these big plays allowed, especially at inopportune moments in the second half. Some of that's related to the offense, but not all of it.
Yeah,
you can't make excuses for some of the big plays they allowed, and really in situations where you should not be allowing big plays. That just regardless of what the defense is doing, it's poor. It was poor technique or mental breakdowns in the secondary a lot of the time.
T.Y. Hilton's getting a ton of love on the text page right now.
God, yeah, that was
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah,
The frustrating thing about that is T.Y. Hilton was a good receiver. I don't know that he ever made a Pro Bowl, except his numbers against the Texans. I think he ended up playing exactly 16 or 17 games, Seth, in his career against the Texans, and his numbers look like Jerry Rice. It's like 1,800 yards receiving, you know, double-digit touchdowns, a bunch of 100-yard games. Yeah, T.Y. Hilton.
He had an all-pro season. If you take all of his games versus the Texans, he basically had an all-pro season.
Easily,
It was astounding. I guess you'd have to take it was more than a full season, but he had 1,820 career receiving yards versus the Texans.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're going to do Take a Mania at the top of the hour. Does anybody take down Kendrick Perkins from last week, our new champion, Kendrick Perkins, who threw shade at Devin Booker for possibly wanting to stay with his team instead of going and ganging up to try to win a championship? We'll replay that take. We'll have the challengers for you. But let's clean the palate a little bit ahead of time here. And just I think one of the best takes actually came up in the last couple days in the basketball realm. We'll get to that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.